Boko Haram threatens Niger. Terror can't stop gospel growth in Ukraine. And foster care adoption carries a generational impact. Details coming up next on Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. A governor in Niger evacuated 60,000 people from a strategic location this week due to a threat posed by Nigeria's Boko Haram. Todd Nettleton is a spokesman for Voice of the Martyrs USA. Faced with the might of a multinational coalition and a changing political situation,
I think there's the potential that they could be forced out of Nigeria and could be looking for a fallback position, including these islands in Lake Chad, including some of the other surrounding nations as well. It will be very interesting to see what happens militarily once the new president takes power in Nigeria.
Lake Chad connects Niger, Nigeria, Chad, and Cameroon. Although not used to heavy persecution, Christians were targeted in a couple of riots earlier this year. With the sudden threat of Boko Haram, concern is intensifying. Put yourself in their situation and then
pray that they'll respond with courage, but also they'll respond with forgiveness and Christ-likeness in a very difficult situation.
We posted some links on ways you can take action on their behalf at our website. Did you know that in the last year, the number of displaced kids in Nigeria has actually doubled because of Boko Haram? Their families are fleeing to camps only to find them undersupplied. But Christian Aid Mission is equipping area missionaries with food, medicine, and Bibles. Because they're meeting physical needs, they're also talking to believers and non-believers alike about the love of Christ. With your help, they can continue supporting 30,000 IDPs. Look for links at missionnews.org. This is Mission Network News. The gospel is standing strong despite terror in eastern Ukraine. Pastor Leonid is a missionary sponsored by Slavic Gospel Association, who's accused of spying. Armed groups confiscated his church building, but returned it a few weeks later. Now, its ministry is skyrocketing. 88 Christians are going to be baptized soon, including 6 new believers. The church also makes lunches for 200 war victims every week. Pray for the safety of missionaries in these hostile areas. Also donate to SGA by visiting our website. Meanwhile, you sometimes hear the phrase, it takes a village to raise a child. Well, there are nearly 400,000 foster kids in the U.S. It's going to take more than one or two families to help them out. That's why Initials, Inc. co-founder Ivy Hall says they're partnering with Bethany Christian Services.
These are kids that wake up every morning and don't have a home, don't have a mom and dad. We can change that.
A portion of Initials, Inc. profits are being used to fund foster care adoptions. Over 21 of them have been funded so far. Introducing kids to Christ is at the heart of it all.
A seed of that started as a result of the strong Christian woman that adopted our grandmother. Getting involved with Bethany is not just life-changing, it is impacting generations.
Does your family have room to grow? Learn more about foster care adoption at our website.
Those of you who are out there doing it already, I just want to say thank you.
And it's nothing short of inspirational when a rural Chinese Christian receives their very first Bible. Wendell Rovenstein of Bibles for China says,
it just never ceases to amaze me how people walk for several kilometers to be in the villages where we are distributing Bibles.
Through intentional repeated visits, Bibles for China is bringing the big picture of mass Bible distribution into focus for tripgoers by developing tighter relationships with the congregations they visit.
Bibles are very important. That's our passion. That's what we do. But to be able to go back to the same place and start developing that strong and in-depth relationship spiritually and realize not only are they coming to Christ, but they come to Christ with the same needs and the same affirmation and the same spiritual embrace that all of us need.
Connecting the church is valuable and necessary. Visit us at our website to learn how you can help. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. The 21st century has 4 big dangers. Haggai Institute wants you to know what they are. If left unchecked, all of them will affect you and those around you. Get a copy of the new 4 Dangers white paper by clicking on the Haggai link at missionnews.org. That's the Haggai Institute link at missionnews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.